This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Alexander Katina Lugo. First name is Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Last name, middle name is Katina, C-A-D-E-N-A. Last name is Lugo, L-U-G-O, Lugo. Date of birth 3/16/2009. This letter is being written to Dr. Farda Qureshi. First name is Farda, F-A-R-D-A. Last name is Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Address 500 East Remington Drive, Suite 15, Sunnyvale, California 94087. Telephone number 408-730-2200. Fax number 408-730-4900. Dear Dr. Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Thank you for asking me to see this 14-year-old young male in allergy consultation. Period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Alexander has been having ongoing problem with the following ongoing problems. Number one, allergic reaction to many different foods, namely number one, mango, number two, strawberry, number three, lettuce, number four, cucumber, number five, coconut, number six, other watery fruits, number seven, papaya, number eight, honeydew, number nine, grapes, period. Usually ingestion of these food results in some itching and burning and occasionally bumps in mouth. Period. There is once in a while there is some pain in his tonsils. Period. These reactions occur within 1 hour. Period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, urticaria, angioedema, throat tightness, or any difficulty in breathing, or anything else to suggest acute generalized anaphylaxis. Period. I was able to view a cell phone picture of his mouth following eating these fruits, and one could see a few small bumps and some erythema, which possibly is due to allergic reaction from this food. Period. Number two, he has history of nasal congestion and sneezing and rhinitis. Which is generally year round, but much worse in spring and summer, and I would believe that's possibly due to pollen allergies. Period. Certainly, year round allergies to dust mite and Alternaria can exacerbate these symptoms. Number three, history of minor asthma, which is much improved, and he has used inhaler in past, and as of right now, his inhaler use is down to less than one time a month, period. He's able to do normal physical activities at school and does not have any nocturnal symptoms, period. I believe his asthma is generally well controlled, and I recommend it to him to have an inhaler available and use it if necessary, period. Certainly, we would need to evaluate his reactive airway disease problem if asthma symptoms become much worse, period. We did some lab work, new paragraph, examination revealed a very pleasant young man who had mild to moderate nasal stuffiness, but rest of the examination was normal, period. Certainly, clinically, I believe he has chronic allergic rhinitis with seasonal exacerbation and oral allergy syndrome secondary to pollen allergies manifested by oral symptoms, period. As you know, there is significant cross-sensitization between pollen proteins and different fruits and vegetable and local reactions do occur, period. Very infrequently, there is occurrence of generalized symptoms, but as a matter of fact, you have given him EpiPen, and it might be a good idea to keep it available, period. My recommendation would be to avoid these particular fruits and anything that causes significant symptoms. RAS testing revealed significant reaction to all the offending foods, and I am enclosing a copy of the allergy testing, and we also discussed in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I also gave him a copy of the allergy testing and certainly be very happy to answer any more questions, and told him to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. My final diagnosis, number one, moderate allergic rhinitis, number two, oral allergy syndrome with different fruits and possibly some vegetables, number three, history of minor asthma in good control. My treatment plan, number one, avoid the offending foods, number two, certainly he can use Benadryl if needed for any mouth symptoms. Number three, Claritin can be used for any allergy symptoms. Number four, I've given him some he has some Flonase for his allergy symptoms, and that certainly can be used during spring and summertime, or even in fall and winter if there are significant symptoms. Overall, I believe he should do well, and perhaps a repeat testing might be needed in next 5 years or so if test reactions are still quite significant. It was a pleasure taking care of this young man, and I am hopeful that he would do quite well in future period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Alexander Cadena Lugos.